Time for Barnsdall's Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Panther head football coach Cliff Warford. Barnsdall in action last night, like the majority of high schools here in Oklahoma. Barnsdall lost to Morrison 24-6. They're going to be at Drumright 1 week from this evening. And Coach Warford, if you could maybe run down your guys' game against Morrison last night. Looks like it was a close one, but couldn't quite squeak it out.
Yeah, they we did good first half. We went into halftime with a 6-0 lead, stayed with the game plan. We controlled the football. Our defense played lights out. And second half, honestly, we just didn't get it done. It was 16-6 late. We were driving, had a couple costly penalties that put us back to, I want to say, second and 35, second and 40. And we just didn't really recoup from it. But the boys played hard, never gave up, and fought till the end.
Obviously, you know, 6 points, offense is an issue, but shutting somebody out in the first half, that's no small feat either.
Absolutely. I mean, the defense played great. Our offense, you know, I don't want to say make excuses. We have starters out for the second week in a row, and, you know, I think the last 2 weeks we would have had a different outcome had we had all our starters. I mean, last night we had six guys who were sitting on the sidelines that definitely would have helped, but I'm very proud of the guys that stepped up, a lot of guys who are just now seeing time. We're starting both ways, and they played to the best of their ability. So I can't say enough about those guys stepping up. And, you know, we make no excuses. We say if somebody's down, it's next man up. So
you guys are obviously off this evening, as most squads are. Is it back to a normal week after tonight for you all?
Yes, we're going to get ready for Drumright. We have one film that we've watched on them, and we know they've got a great tailback. And it's another shut down the run type of week for us, so the defense will be getting there. Hopefully we get a few guys coming back that have been injured, and hopefully we're more competitive in the second half. In the last 2 weeks in the second half, we just the wheels have kind of spun offensively. We've stalled. We played well in the first half, and hopefully we can put together a whole four quarters.
You mentioned the injuries. Is that something of a not conditioning, but something of a depth problem as well, that you got some guys having to play a lot of minutes?
Well, I think we've got enough depth, but it's just, you know, when your key players go down, it's next man up. But when we had the Hominy game, we had six guys come to the sidelines with injuries. And if it's, you know, banged up and stuff, no problem, they can get back in. But we had, you know, some head injuries and stuff, and we take that stuff very seriously. And so we, you know, had those guys out with concussions and stuff. So it's one of those things that when you prepare with some of your better athletes and everything, and then they're not there, we plug in the next guys, and the next guys give us their best effort. But it's one thing that, you know, they're starters for a reason. So when they're not out there, it makes us a different team. But like I said, again, there's really no excuses for it. The guys still played hard, and the thing I've been telling them is, you know, look at the scores last year for the same games, and look at them this year. We've definitely been in there and fighting. So
Barnsdall head football coach Cliff Warford. The Panthers are at Drumright 1 week from tonight. They lost to Morrison last night 24-6. Coach Warford, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you next week.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate it.